It's a lonely life for Colorado's only Wolverine. The male, known as M56, made his way to the Centennial State in 2009 from the Grand Tetons. The last known Wolverine in Colorado disappeared in 1919, and wildlife experts say it may be time for M56 to have some companionship. They're considering officially reintroducing the creature to the state. Eric Odell with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the mammal vanished from the state because of poisoned food used by large-scale predator control efforts in the early 1900s, aimed at mountain lions, coyotes, and wolves.
They were very susceptible to the predator control efforts, even though they weren't the primary target of it. We don't think that they would be a major threat to any kind of wildlife populations or livestock populations.
Odell says wolverines are scavengers who eat just about anything and rarely hunt for food. They're also solitary creatures who live in rugged alpine territory, like Rocky Mountain National Park, where M56 was discovered. John Gale with the National Wildlife Federation says the reintroduction could follow the pattern of the lynx, which was returned to Colorado nearly 15 years ago, introduced in a way that also allowed for other land uses.
These are the stepping stones for what will become Colorado having wolverines again. If we could have a population in Colorado and M56 merged with them, we brought him into a family that he didn't have before.
Odell says his office wants to make sure the wolverines and humans can coexist before any reintroduction occurs.
We're not going to do this if we can't address the social and political and economic concerns. This is an animal that is native to the state and might be able to do well here.
There are only about 300 wolverines total in the lower 48 states. Wildlife experts say climate change is threatening the alpine habitat they call home. For Public News Service, I'm Kathleen Ryan reporting.